Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, welcome. I am not Alex Jones. I am Jason Burmis, and I will be sitting in for the remainder of the week. Alex should be joining us at some time today. However, if you didn't know, Michael Reagan and his cronies have now had Mark Dice's YouTube account pulled. That's right, because Mark Dice posted that small little audio clip about Michael Reagan threatening his life and really the lives of all 9/11 truthers. They've pulled his account, and he's going to come on to talk about that, but there is a press release. Talk show host Michael Reagan files copyright infringement claim to remove audio clip of him calling for the murder of anti-war activists from the internet. Last week, radio talk show host Michael Reagan called for listeners to track down and murder anti-war activist Mark Dice. After Dice downloaded the show's free podcast and posted the 3-minute and 21-second clip on YouTube, Reagan filed a copyright infringement claim to remove the clip in an attempt to prevent it from circulating. And you see, it was ending up in too many people's email boxes. And if this caught national attention, I mean, there's no way to save his job. He commissioned for our murders. Friday, June 13th, Dice received a call from Reagan's producer demanding the clip be removed, claiming they hold the copyright, and Dice explained that falls under the fair use laws, and the clip is evidence of a crime, which it is. The clip was available at the following URL until Wednesday, June 8th, at 3:43 Pacific time. Reagan also removed the entire hour of his show from his podcast directory, so others can't download that part of the show and hear his streams. And hear his statements. Hour 2 of the June 10th show is now missing from the directory, located at RadioAmerica.org. Audio clips of Reagan's statements may still be available on other YouTube accounts if someone searches for it. Reagan's statements were made after he heard that Dice and others were sending letters and DVDs to troops stationed in Iraq, which supported the idea that the United States officials had allowed the 9/11 attacks to happen on purpose and aided in their execution for political leverage. According to a 2006 Scripps Howard News Service poll, 36% of Americans believe this. Oh, and then there's the transcript of the statements. I would probably try to play it from YouTube, but I'm going to guess most of them are pulled. It's pretty unbelievable, and like I said, we're going to have Mark on in a couple minutes. We're also going to have Jonathan from We Are Change Colorado on in the top of the hour in the second half, and we're going to be playing some of these urban warfare drills that are going on right now in Colorado. We've been reporting on them the last few days. Then at noon, we're going to have Barbara Lowe Fisher from the National Vaccine Information Center. At 1, we're going to have Bob Chapman. And 2, we're going to have Michael Markovich. And I'm hoping that Alex is going to call in. He is on vacation, but, you know, let's get his opinion at least on these urban warfare drills. I really feel like they're gearing up for something big at the DNC. From trying to provocateur well-meaning people into violence to rounding them up, it really looks like they're going to have their bases covered. And this is scary to me. You know, I mean, again, Apache helicopters, Black Hawks, they're all being used right now. So people who are like, you know, that's black helicopter stuff, Jason. I don't want to hear it. Well, black helicopters unfortunately do exist. It's a simple Google search away. They've been in America for some time now. Okay? It's time to stop being in denial. It's time to show people this. It's time to say, hey, wait a minute. Maybe this shouldn't be going on in our country. Jonathan posted the videos over at loosechange911.com. I'm sure Prison Planet will be doing a story very soon. And we're going to have Mark Dice on the other side. This is the Alex Jones Show, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, neighbor. We all know that knowledge is power. We've tried to give you knowledge to help you prepare for rough times. There's the worldwide famine and our country's dependence on often dangerous food imports. You know about genetically poisoned food. Two-thirds of the food is disappearing with the bees, along with huge crop failures from all-time record water shortages. You know they're turning food into fuel with corn ethanol plants. If we do not control our food, food will be used to control us. Food control has been the plan historically in every enslaved population and is the plan for America. The only value of the knowledge you have to take control of your food is if you choose to get a supply while you still have the freedom to choose. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
For centuries, Salk products have been known to help people stay well in body, mind, and spirit. Soleil Wellness is a unique company that scoured the world to find the best salt-based products to help you and your family. Safe, easy-to-use, environmentally friendly products that fit into any lifestyle, decor, and can be used by anyone at any age. Soleil Wellness has a unique selection of salt-based products. Not only Himalayan gourmet salt and healing bath salts, Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, ionizing salt crystal lamps, respiratory relieving salt pipes, pain relieving pillows, and more, all designed to keep you and your family balanced and well. Visit Soleil Wellness today, online at natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com. Or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710. Mention GCN Live for a free gift.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Folks, we're back. It's the Alex Jones Show. And joining us now is Mark Dice of the Resistance. And Mark, why don't you just tell the people what happened to your YouTube account and how upsetting it is and how you may not be able to recover this stuff now.
Listen, my entire YouTube account is gone. I had probably over 60 different videos with, I think, millions of views. Some of them were up into the multiple hundreds of thousands. They are all gone, permanently suspended, account, permanently deleted. Now, I don't know if they were able to pull some strings and get the entire account deleted or if I had exceeded my quota of so-called copyrighted material on there, but this just goes to show that this guy, this clown, is just scrambling to try to dump any evidence of his crime and of his statements down into the memory hole. I checked a couple other YouTube videos yesterday of his statements, and another one was removed due to terms of service violations or whatever. I don't know if that entire account was closed. So I just think it would be an interesting phenomenon if everybody would start downloading the videos that are there and just continue to post them. And let's get hundreds of these things out there. Also, like you mentioned in the beginning of the show, he removed the entire podcast of that day, which is a free podcast. He removed it from the podcast directory. Tuesday, June 10th, the second hour is mysteriously now missing from the podcast directory on the bottom of his page. Also, my entire appearance on his show is missing. The entire hour, if not the entire day. I believe it's actually the entire day. Monday's show is gone, not available for download. So this clown is scrambling, trying to claim copyright infringement when the podcasts are freely available, downloadable from his site. So apparently it's okay for people to download the podcast from his site, but not on YouTube. And like I said, his producer, Brett, last Friday told me that their lawyers wanted the clip pulled, said that they own the copyright, and I had clearly stated that it was fair use, and he decided to apparently take some action against it, and this is just disgusting. What's even more disgusting is nobody in the press has covered this issue yet. Nobody. Nobody in the mainstream press has covered this issue. A few stories on Google News, and so I at this point, I'm just going to continue to use this as an engine and as a reason to just ramp up things, ramp up the effort here, man. And somebody called in the other day on the show and suggested that we use MySpace as an outreach tool. So let's expand Operation Inform the Soldier. And again, I don't want this to overshadow Operation Inform the Soldier. So you can go on MySpace, and now I think they changed the menu items a little bit, but you can search under friends or you can browse. Used to be able to just click the search and the browse feature. You can find out and search people in different cities, different countries. You can search for people in Iraq. You can come up with countless Marines, and we can befriend them. We can email them videos and links and all kinds of stuff and become directly communicating with them. So I'm so frustrated right now, and I want to thank everybody out there for their support, and I want to thank you, Jason, and I just want to also tip my hat to you. You're doing a great job filling in for Alex Jones. I know a lot of us, if we couldn't tune into the show in the morning to get our daily dose of the news, I don't know what we would do. So I just want to say you're doing a great job. Everybody out there is doing a great job. And it's not just me that Michael Reagan wants to kill. He wants to kill all of you. Everybody who's listening to this show right now, Michael Reagan and the neocons and these Nazis want you all dead.
Absolutely. And that's why we're going to be giving out Radio America's president's contact information yet again today. If you want to email Jim Roberts and let him know you're very upset that Michael Reagan still has a show and has not been reprimanded for his actions, it is J as in the letter, Roberts, at RadioAmerica.org or JRoberts@AmericanVeteranCenter.org. And I might say that if you're going to throw those emails out, you might want to email YouTube and let them know how upset you are that Mark Dice's account has been pulled when, you know, he's part of the media, folks. He's a media critic. He's an author. You know, he's had a radio show. He's a pundit. He puts out press releases. There is no excuse for them pulling an entire account over a three-minute clip, which he has more than enough right to use, seeing he's in it. So if you want to give them a call, it is 703-302-1000 over at RadioAmerica.org. And let them know how displeased you are that, again, they're letting their hosts threaten our lives, and then they're trying to cover it up after the fact. They don't want this to be a national news story. They're doing everything in their power, Mark, to try to put this down the blackout trail. I mean, they don't want this as a national news story. They haven't wanted this national news story from the very beginning because, number one, I think that he knows he can legally be reprimanded. He might even do some jail time, maybe even some probation. And this guy is a guy that probably has never had to go through that in his entire life. He looks like a pampered guy. He doesn't know what the value of human life is, obviously, when he's saying that he needs to take grenades and put it up babies' bottoms.
The man is a very sick man. He's called for the hanging of Howard Dean. Yeah, he wants to blow up little babies in the Middle East and then kill all the mothers as well. And this is an opportunity for us to really affect a change, to hold somebody accountable, to get them fired. You know, we tried to get Bush impeached. Dennis Kucinich is introduced the articles of impeachment. It seems that these guys can get away with so much and just let it slide and let it slide. But here we have a chance to get somebody held accountable on one level, to get them to lose their job, to lose their propaganda platform. And also, I just want to thank everybody so much. I just can't believe that I'm stuck in the middle of this, and this is just distracting me from getting the Resistance Manifesto Revised Edition out. But this is something that needs to be done. And also, please, if everybody wants to call the mainstream press and just demand that this story be covered, because I spent hours and hours emailing everybody, calling news stations, and nobody's covered this. Nobody at all. The only people who've called me have been a couple left-wing radio stations and fairness and media reporting, some website. I don't know how popular they are. But nobody's covered this, and so if we just continue to call the Fox News studios and even the left wing, you would think that MSNBC or or somebody on these more liberal networks would be able to cover this and expose this criminal for what he is. But this is just beyond the pale, and I want to just continue to use this as an excuse to show that these are criminals, that they can get away with what they want to do. So we need to just prevent that. And Radio America, I know, has been getting hundreds of calls. The FCC has been getting dozens of complaints, probably hundreds. I was on the phone with the FCC trying to find out what the process is for the complaint, and they said it can be quite a lengthy process, and they're going to be sending me a letter explaining what the consequence is. So hopefully we can get this criminal fired. We can get the FCC to levy a couple $100,000 fine against Radio America. I mean, when Howard Stern got a couple $1 million fine just for making some kind of sick jokes, and this guy goes by scot-free, That doesn't sit well with me and with a lot of people who even call us kooks, Jason. A lot of people that don't even like us and that aren't even on board understand that this needs to be dealt with.
Absolutely. And when Stern did it, like you said, it was just a couple of off-color jokes. They really presented no harm to anybody. And there's full coverage right now over at Infowars.com. Reagan files copyright claim in an attempt to get Mark Dice death threat removed. Let's remind people what this guy said. Let's play the clip. Let's play it. Let's, just so you know, this is what this guy's going to get away with if we let him.
Michael Reagan.
Mike Reagan here, everybody. Mike Reagan here. I'm here. You're there. Smile and dial 1-800-468-MIKE. 1-800-468-6453. Our website, Reagan.com. Oh, gosh. There's something else in the news, too, you need to know about. There are troops in Iraq who are probably going to be getting more than letters. You know, they have mail call. You ever go to summer camp like I did? You live for mail call? I'm still waiting for the first letter from my dad and my mom. And everybody. Anyway, you're waiting for mail call, and hopefully you get one. Well, what's going to be going on mail call is a little bit different now. They're going to be getting mail, but they're not going to be care packages. There is a group that's sending letters to our troops in Iraq, and DVDs, claiming 9/11 was an inside job.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And that they should rethink why they're fighting. They ought to take these, excuse me, folks, I'm going to say this. We ought to find the people who are doing this, take them out, and shoot them. Really. Just find the people who are sending those letters to our troops to demoralize our troops to do what they're doing. You take them out. They are traitors to this country. And shoot them. You have a problem with that? Deal with it. But anybody who would do that doesn't deserve to live. You shoot them. You call them traitors, that's what they are, and you shoot them dead. I'll pay for the bullet. Mark Dice, the founder of the Resistance, which he calls a media watchdog group, says that the U.S. government was responsible for the September 11th terrorist attacks and that the armed forces should know it. People want the facts. The Marines are hungry for the truth. What got them there in Iraq? Why are they risking their lives? And we're going to help them understand that. So he's going to send letters and the classified government documents that he says can prove the government's responsibility for the terrorist attacks that killed nearly 3,000 people. And he's urging others to do the same. Now, Captain Pete Hegseth, Executive Director of Vets for Freedom.
All right, I've had enough of that, but it's clear. He is calling for our executions. He's about to say that Mark Dice needs to be taken out on the firing range, doesn't even deserve a blindfold. Folks, are we going to let him get away with it? I mean, I know this broadcast has a vast audience. I know we have great power here. So I'm going to say it one more time. You need to call this number and let them know how displeased you are with Michael Reagan. It is 703-302-1000. You need to say, this will not be stood for. We're a peaceful group. There is no need to advocate for our murders, Mark. And now they're trying to intimidate us even further by pulling YouTube accounts that have that very clip.
Yeah, now he's covering up evidence. You know, and I want to thank 9/11 Truth Inland Empire. They were out protesting outside of the studios up there in L.A. and everybody that's just sending stuff out. And again, you want to, if you don't want to afford the money to send packages to the soldiers, a lot of times you can send just a priority envelope. It's like $5, and you can send under 13 ounces of stuff to the soldiers.
All right, we'll be back after this with Mark Dice. It's the Alex Jones Show.
Hi, this is Alex Jones, and I want to talk to you about the high price of gasoline. It's no secret that gasoline quality is poor, even though we're paying record prices at the pump. I have run across a company called SFR, who has developed two products that improve gas mileage. Instead of paying a mechanic as much as $300 to clean your injection system, Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment cleans to 95% of new engine condition, improving mileage in only one tank full. Protecta Engine Treatment not only reduces friction, but it extends the life of your engine. Let's face it, with the high price of gasoline, it's time to take action. Purchase a Protective Fuel System treatment for only $9.95 and receive a free engine treatment, which is a $12.95 value free. Call 888-USE-SFR1. That number again is 888-USE-SFR1 or check them out online at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. And it's safe for all cars. Act now.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know the accumulation of acidic waste in the body is the single largest cause of disease such as cancer or diabetes? Acidic waste is created by the types of food we eat, what we drink, the environment, and our high-stress lifestyles. It's these choices that cause decreased energy, weight gain, and eventually disease. The easiest way to reduce disease-causing acidic waste is by drinking alkaline ionized water. At SnyderHealth.com, we offer a full line of alkaline water ionizers from Jupiter Science, the leader in water ionization technology for over 25 years. Instantly transform ordinary tap water into clean, living, energized water containing alkaline minerals, disease-fighting antioxidants, and highly absorbable oxygen. Now you can easily and effectively rid your body of harmful acidic waste with alkaline ionized water. Let SnyderHealth.com provide the water ionizer that's right for you and your family. Call us today at 877-356-2508 and visit us online at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
Folks, someone's taken that Michael Reagan clip and now thrown it up onto archive.org, so it'll be there forever and ever and ever, and there will be no pulling up. And if you want to express your displeasure with YouTube in something other than an email, we got a phone number for you. You want to let YouTube know it's not okay to just pull people's accounts when all they're doing is posting really up protection and commenting on it. I mean, Again, this is this guy calls for our deaths. We post a 3-minute clip and they're going to pull entire accounts. The phone number to get in touch with YouTube and express your displeasure is 1-650-253-0000. That's 1-650-253-0000. But again, we don't want this to overshadow the program that we're putting together for the troops. We still want people to reach out to soldiers in Iraq through both MySpace and mail and send these people care packages with information about what's really going on in this country. Mark, will you speak to that really quickly?
Yeah, like I said, we're getting the letters and DVDs to the soldiers. A lot of times you can send them a package under 13 ounces for $5 if you use a U.S. priority mail envelope. And you can also get their addresses. You have to get a specific address from them. There's a couple different services that will do that. AdoptAUSSoldier.org is one, or you can just Google how to write letters to soldiers, how to send packages to soldiers. And if you don't have the money, if you don't want to send the postage, and if you can't copy DVDs and things, there's a couple other services, letters2soldiers.org, and they'll connect you with an email of a soldier over there. You can use your MySpace page and browse the friends list and browse the country of Iraq or browse different groups, find Iraq veterans groups, and you can email these people directly. And that's really what caused this hatred and this call to have us killed, is because we're taking it up to a new level here. We're not just informing other people about what's going on. We're going straight to the troops, straight to the ones that are risking their lives, that are having their lives put in danger based on these lies. I mean, all of us are affected by 9/11 and by the loss of our freedoms, but nobody else more so than the people that are being shot at and having bombs thrown at them, and really risking their lives and being killed and maimed and leaving their families for months and months at a time to secure this country, and many of them, believe that they're supporting President Bush, believe that this is a just cause, and so if we could just reach out to them, I think that that's the last frontier of uninformed people. And once we become friends with these people, once they become informed as the circumstances, and once we create a climate over there where people can address these issues, I think that this entire war is going to come crumbling down. And once the soldiers start joining 9/11 Truth and more Veterans for Truth organizations, then we can really get somewhere. We can start getting this country and this world back on track. We can prevent any more false flag attacks or minimize them, and we can start holding these criminals accountable. So that's what Operation Inform the Soldiers is all about. So, again, you can just Google information on how to send packages, DVDs, and once again, you might not want to send a DVD in a package because somebody might go through this just to make sure, because there are certain items that are not supposed to be sent over there, pornography, alcohol, and other items. So somebody might go through the packages. So just label the DVD a cool Hollywood film that's still in theaters or just got released, or just say, hey, here's some movies for you guys, and let's get it out to the soldiers and send them some care packages and some other goods to help make their time over there a little more a little easier on them, and maybe some board games and some other things. And also, you could find lists of items that the soldiers need that'll help make their tours over there a little bit easier for them.
That's right. The more fun you make these packages, the more likely it's going to be that these people watch the videos and say, you know what, this person's obviously concerned with my safety, with my well-being. He cares. If you were to spend, $40 on one of the latest DVD players, you can literally burn files onto the new DVDs and put 5 or 6 movies onto one disc. I know I do that. And then you can just spindle them up. And maybe you can put a couple Hollywood features sparsed in and out of there. The main goal is to reach out to these people in a manner where they know we're trying to help them, where they look at this information and go, man, is this what I'm fighting for? I don't want to be fighting for this. This doesn't make any sense. You know, a lot of people are saying, oh, you shouldn't be disturbed. Well, when is a good time to tell somebody the truth, especially somebody with an automatic weapon that can literally take away the lives of, dozens of people in one day with one bad decision, which I know has happened. You know, these people aren't perfect, folks. They're human beings, and they need guidance just like the rest of us. Mark Dice, thank you so much for joining us. We will keep the listeners posted as to what goes on with YouTube. Remember, the number to get in touch with YouTube is 650 253 800-480-0000. We'll be back after this. It's the Alex Jones Show. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The true story of the Bilderberg Group. The late, great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset, so try it today. Store it today and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
All right, folks, another jam-packed show for you. In a half an hour, we're going to have Barbara Lowe Fisher on the National Vaccine Information Center. Then at 12:30, we're going to have somebody who worked inside the governor's mansion here in Austin, Texas. Update you on that story. Remember, they're now saying it was politically motivated. Probably a terrorist. One of those white al-Qaeda we've been hearing about. Then at 1 o'clock, we're going to have Bob Chapman for an hour of the InternationalForecaster.com. And then in the final hour, we're going to have Michael Markovich. And this is the roadside preacher out of Philadelphia. The guy that got in trouble with the police for, free speech outside of the Liberty Bell. It's the new America. But first, we've been talking about these Colorado martial law drills, these urban warfare training drills, black helicopters, ex-military, current military, police, all intertwined, detention centers. And from what I'm watching in the videos, I mean, you can watch these helicopters flying over, going from rooftop to rooftop in different scenarios. They're dropping glow sticks with pro-America propaganda on them. And Here with us, joining us to discuss this, is Jonathan from We Are Change Colorado. Jonathan, with me. Do we not have Jonathan yet? Oh. All right, well, hopefully we'll be going to him soon. But if you want to see the videos, right now they're posted over at loosechange911.com, and it's pretty incredible stuff. I mean, downtown Denver, it has been turned into this urban warfare training center. It's pretty wild to watch these guys landing on rooftops of businesses, jumping out of these things like all hell's broken loose. And I don't know. I haven't seen anything like it since the Police State films by Alex Jones. And it is very unnerving to watch these guys in full black uniforms. They're not supposed to be talking to anybody. The mainstream press doesn't seem to be covering it at all. They do have one short local news clip intertwined in these YouTube clips. I guess the one report about the helicopters being in the air. But what, they can't follow up on it? I mean, seriously, they know the helicopters are in the air. They don't want to drive down 20 feet to see what's going on the ground. They don't want to take a look at these urban war training exercises. I just don't understand it. Just don't understand it. Well, hopefully we can get Jonathan on because he's our eyes and ears on the ground here at the InfoWars team right now when it comes to these drills. Jonathan, are you there?
What's going on, man?
Hey, man. All right, so you've posted these videos. I'm sure they're going to be doing stories on them on InfoWars and PrisonPlanet.com. But why don't you just sum up what you've been doing the last 2 days and why?
Well, we're chasing around these black helicopters. Originally, the news did not report on it. They were actually not allowed to. And we actually have our Monday night We Are Change meetings. And one of our members, Turtle, was on his way to the meeting. And he literally saw black helicopters flying right over his car on the I-25. And there were dudes hanging off. There were chain guns. I mean, it looked like something out of the movies. And he was, like, swerving and stuff, and he showed up at the meeting, and he was like, dude, I felt like this guy from the movie Conspiracy Theory. I thought they were coming after me. And we were like, yeah, whatever. Later, of course, that night, we went out, and there they are, training, landing on buildings, using live fire. We posted the videos, firing paint rounds, firing some other kind of lethal weapons. We're not sure what the projectiles are, but we showed images and pictures of what we found. All throughout Denver, abandoned buildings being converted into detention facilities, everything. So we immediately decided to check it out, found out that the military is conducting drills, exercises all week long in Denver.
And when did this begin, by the way? This began over the weekend on Monday. When did this start to happen?
Well, they originally did a bio-warfare exercise a couple of weeks ago, and then there was a bunch of military trucks and black SUVs and white SUVs with tinted windows downtown at the convention center with on the side of their vehicles it said Weapons of Mass Destruction Civil Response Team.
Yeah, and that was part of the scenario where a dirty bomb went off and 20,000 people were killed outside and inside the center, and that's where, of course, the DNC is going to be held. And then
exactly.
And then they basically needed a way to get all these bodies and injured people to the hospital. And it was when did they start that exercise? I want to say they did it right on Tuesday was when that one started, correct?
Yeah, I mean, the whole, and then, of course, these drills that they're conducting all week, every night, we've been following them around. They evacuated 1600 Broadway, which is the Colorado State Building. It's one of Denver's largest buildings. Blackhawks were landing on the roof all night last night, jumping from buildings to buildings. Of course, we got footage of this. People were protesting, and the media is, for the most part, remaining silent. Now, there was a couple of reports on it the other night. I posted them in the video, and everything's on Truth Lines. Everything's on Loose Change blog. It's on WeAreChangeColorado.org site. It's starting to get out there. We have the exclusive video, folks, 23 minutes. I edited it down from 8 hours of footage. We basically split up in four teams. And just drove around looking for these things because we knew they were flying around. They're not telling us where they are. So the video is basically like storm chasers, except we're chasing these black helicopters. And we ended up discovering one of the facilities, which is a staging ground for a detention facility. the old children's hospital on 21st and Downing in Denver.
That's funny because you see that. You see them landing on that facility, and it's got like a big smile on it. It's pretty ridiculous.
It is ridiculous. The whole building's fenced off barbed wire. There's security around it. We actually just went up to it yesterday to see if there'd be any training there. And I'm not joking, Jason, about maybe 10 seconds in, this car screeches right around us, and this guy runs out. He's got a badge on. He's like, hey, what are you doing? You got to get away from this fence. And we got this all on camera. We're like, hey, man, we just want to know if there's any black helicopters today. We're just spectators. He's like, you guys got to get out of here right now. And it was I couldn't believe how fast he was on us. We were just walking up to the fence.
Well, why don't you talk about these little pro propaganda glow sticks they're dropping with American flags?
Yeah, it's almost like they're practicing either we're not sure if they're fragging or practicing flashbangs or tear gas or riot control. We don't know. But as the helicopters fly low, and this is all throughout the city, they're dropping these, like, glow sticks with U.S. Army patches and American flag patches zip-tied around them. And, like, kids are going and picking them up, and people are like, oh, cool, the military's dropping these on us. And we're the only ones that are like, you know, that could be anything. That could be a test for, you know, who knows what they're dropping on.
Well, it's totally conditioning. It's basically coming to say, hey, we're the good guys. We're here to help. Look, we're going to assist you, and they're doing an urban warfare exercise where they're literally, again, rounding up dead bodies and probably quarantining areas, and they have to prep the rest of the people to know that the military's in charge, so they're going to drop these little leaflets or whatever, and I've seen them, you know, again, they're posted, and it just looks unreal. It doesn't even look like America anymore. It literally is unmarked helicopters, Apaches and Blackhawks, flying around the cities, landing on rooftops, you know, soldiers jumping out and not in military garb. You know, you can't tell whether they're Army, Navy, Marines, National Guard. They're in black uniforms, and they're all working together.
It's out of a movie.
It does.
If we thought it was like, you know, you know what it looks like? It looks like one of those supervillains in an Hollywood action film. And he's, like, about to rob a bank or something, and here's his black helicopters and his little mercenary crew, because they're all unmarked. And they've got, by the way, they're all holding weapons with live fire. And so when they're landing, when we were filming it, there were children screaming, people were running. Nobody knows, because there's no forewarning. Nobody knows where they're drilling. Nobody knows where they're exercising. They're just going where they want throughout the city. The Denver Police Department, we spoke to Sonny Jackson, the spokesperson for the DPD. And he said, yep, you know, they don't tell us, and we just kind of comply, and they're, you know, they're doing anti-terror drills, and it's for your safety. And I was like, are you kidding me? And the whole thing is nuts. The whole city is under martial law right now.
Well, some law officers actually know that this is bad news and have known this was bad news for years and have refused to have this type of thing come to their city, and when they refuse, they just do it anyway. But at least those people have the foresight to know it's bad and warn the people, you know. But when they get a compliant officer like that, who honestly believes that this is for our safety, this is nothing more than a domestic takeover drill. This is nothing more than to try to put the kibosh on our First Amendment this summer outside of the DNC, which is going to be held from August 25th to the 28th. You know, we already know the only group that has a permit to protest there stems from a group who called for violence, for God's sakes. Who called for red paint to be thrown on people with cameras, cameras destructions, to bring a shield, to wear armor. Total provocateur bull nonsense. And they basically just changed their name, and they're going to be there. They're going to try to provocateur something. They would love to see something pop off so these black helicopters are flying around during the DNC, so the riot police have carte blanche to do whatever they want, and so that the people with a real voice and a real issue are nowhere near the Democratic convention at all.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I see that as the whole deal. I mean, they're prepping it just in time. We're in June, mid-June. We're 2 months away from this. It's going to be a historic event, whether you like it or not. You know, a lot of people are brainwashed by the talking points they've put out there, but there is a very good possibility that we may have not only our first African-American president, but possibly our first woman vice president. You know, he hasn't chosen officially yet, but we all know what happened during the Bilderberg conference this year, you know, magically, Jonathan, Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton secretly meet in Northern Virginia on the night that Bilderberg kicks off in, guess where, Northern Virginia. His press secretary is on a plane saying, well, Barack wanted to go to some secret meetings with some people that he didn't want the press around. Really? Huh. That's interesting. But nobody on that plane had the foresight to put two and two together and come up with four, Jonathan. That's my big issue with that. Those guys acted all upset. Oh, but we're the press corps. You said we were going back to Chicago. You know, and instead of writing a real story, they're just like, Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama meet with Senator Dianne Feinstein at her home. Okay, that might not be true. They were at Hillary Clinton's house in D.C. All right, that might not be true. They were at an undisclosed location. You know, it's just amazing the spin they put out and the fact that they don't even want to pursue the real story.
Exactly. And the whole city, you know, for the DNC coming up, we've noticed already facilities that are set up as temporary grounds for, we're not sure what. But there's two major facilities that there's tents being set up, there's fencing. We're going to be posting a video tonight from what we shot yesterday. That's not out yet. Blackhawks were landing on rooftops, the tallest buildings in Denver. But they look like sniper teams or something. But it looks like there's a detention facility about 10 blocks from the convention center. And the whole convention center, by the way, the National Guard in Colorado is going to be protecting that. And the entire convention center has 10-foot fences that they're building around it with gates. And anybody who wants to get near it has to be bussed in. They approach these gates. The gates open. You enter, and then the gates close. And in order to get on this bus, you have to have a pass. So the press is going to be basically embedded behind these big 10-foot fences about a quarter mile in to the convention center. And this huge Auschwitz-looking-like facility is actually the convention. So all these demonstrations are going to be way outside of it in free speech zones, you know, up to 2 miles away. They've got detention facilities set up to house people. They got black helicopters training to drop. Who knows what they're planning to drop on us, but, you know, it could be tear gas, could be anything. We don't know. They've got sound beam weapons. They've got riot gear. There's $50 million the city spent on security forces and new equipment. The whole city, I'm not joking, Jason, looks like they're preparing for war. It's nuts. It's
absolutely
crazy.
And if there was a better time to join We Are Change, it couldn't be any closer to now. If you're a listener out in Colorado and you're upset with what you're hearing, with what you're seeing, because you live in Denver, well, I got some news for you. It's time to step up and join We Are Change. Step up to the plate. Take a swing. Take a shot at the title, you know? I mean, what is stopping you from activating? You know, Jonathan doesn't do this, you know, for money or for fame. He does this because our Constitution and Bill of Rights hang in the balance. Our very way of life hangs in the balance. And the more and more we let this criminal elite get away with provocatoring events to make the people look bad and make authority look good, because, you know what, you could have a dozen people die at this DNC, and it'll be justified, and it'll be the police saved us. You know, again, they tried to provocateur violence already at this thing. Red paint, wear a mask, bring a shield, destroy cameras.
The demonstrations are even more outrageous. There's demonstrations to surround the federal courthouse. There's demonstrations to bus in illegal immigrants and have them rioting in front of the Capitol building. There's one demonstration to surround the Denver Mint, which is only one of, I believe, three coin mints in the United States, which has actually, we have some footage of that. That is only about a block away from the convention center.
Mm-hmm.
It's right across the street from the city and county of Denver courthouse. It's catty corner to the city's jail, right across the street from the brand new jail they're building. It's dead center into a whole world of police headquarters. And one of the demonstrations that were set up was to surround this Denver Mint and attempt to levitate the building. And that's the words from the group that's planning it. And, you know, you can't touch that fence without being, they can shoot you. I mean, it's a federal facility. And, just surrounding the federal courthouse and demanding the release of prisoners on death row, that demonstration is asking for trouble. Every single one of the demonstrations that I've seen these groups planning It has nothing to do about messages. I don't even know what the messages are, to be honest with you. It just looks like they're agitational. They're aggravated. It looks like they're provocative. It puts demonstrators in a dangerous proximity to police.
It looks like they want to make Rush Limbaugh's dream come true of riots in Denver. I mean, when the neocons are calling for riots in Denver, you better watch out, especially somebody as high level as Rush Limbaugh, who's an obvious operative. I mean, you don't just get caught smuggling in a bunch of Viagra to go outside of the country without your wife, by the way. Gee, I wonder what he was doing with all that and all these other pain pills, and it just goes under the radar. You know, I mean, this guy's a hardcore drug addict, and he's taking them across country lines. Nothing happens. Well, that's because
Rush Bimbo.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Rush Bimbo. We really appreciate it. And that guy, you know, and the truth is, people like Rush Limbaugh and this Mike Reagan, you know, these guys, what they don't get is they're the minority right now. They have no idea how big this movement's getting, and they better pick a side, because they're on the wrong one now.
Absolutely. So we are Change Colorado here on the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burmis, stepping in for the week. Hopefully Alex will be calling in soon. PrisonPlanet.com, Infowars.com.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Another untold story, here it comes. Another untold story, here it comes. Another untold story that you've not been told from AnotherUntoldStory.com.
In a past Another Untold Story, we told of an ancient rite that rids demons. That rite, for the most part, is no longer practiced today, and the results are obvious. This story ties into that and was told by my old friend and colleague, Pastor Earl Jones, in his November 1st, 2001 Christian Intelligence newsletter. Pastor Jones was a courageous Christian soldier, as well as a soldier in World War II that went in on Utah Beach. He was a brilliant man and excellent researcher, and in his study and research, he discovered what Pope Anacletus II did and what he was. In 1130, he was the first Perione to become Pope of the Catholic Church. Up until that time, the Catholic Church was entirely different than it is today. It was Pope Anacletus II who got rid of the ancient rite, or shall we say, changed the ancient rite, so that it no longer worked. What is that ancient rite that rids demons? What was the change Pope Anacletus II made in the church world? And what difference does it make? Go to AnotherUntoldStory.com and find out. Another Untold Story. It's quite a story hidden in history. AnotherUntoldStory.com.
For another untold story, go to AnotherUntoldStory.com. 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 AnotherUntoldStory.com.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. And it burns, burns, burns,
the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmis. I'll be sitting in with for Alex for the rest of the week. If you want to get at me, it's myspace.com/Jason Burmis. I've been getting a ton of emails and a ton of great tips, so I thank all you guys that are getting a hold of me and not whining and or ninnying, but actually throwing me news so I can throw it on this program and bring it to all of you. Look, if you're in Colorado, if you're close to Denver, now's the time to join We Are Change Colorado. I believe the website is wearechangecolorado.org. And if you don't live in Denver, if you're outside of Denver, if you're outside of Colorado altogether, you can still help by donating to these young men and women. Because without them, we're not going to get true coverage of the DNC. And they're the only ones on the ground, I'll guarantee it, with this type of footage. This should be all over the place. When you see these YouTube videos of these black helicopters flying around everywhere, and I promise you there'll be extensive coverage at Prison Planet InfoWars later, you start to realize that they do have a plan here, that it's not a constitutional plan, and that it's not a plan that's going to be good for the average person. Some people are emailing and saying, oh, well, they only have a few helicopters. Well, remember, black helicopters didn't exist 15 years ago. And there's so many more of us. If they tried something, well, we'd be able to fight back. Really? Because those sound weapons look like they put off 20 to 30 people at a time with no problem. And just type in sound weapons, CNN, over at YouTube, and you can watch the clips. And the people are like, yeah, it feels like your whole body's on fire for a second. Well, that's great. Jonathan, why don't you tell people how they can get involved? What's the website? If they can't join We Are Change, how can they donate?
We have a donations model on the wearechangecolorado.org website. And we also have truthalliance.net has a donations module up there. Those two sites are connected. Basically, it's the same members on both. Truth Alliance is a little bit more international membership. And basically, we're the only two Denver groups next to Colorado 9/11 Visibility. And we are we're going to be covering everything we can at that DNC. We've got about 60 people who have pledged to be down there. We're setting up legal viewers. We're getting press passes. We're trying to get basically little convoys set up so we don't get harassed or abused by the police, but we want to get in there so we can cover whatever's going to go down. And so we're coordinating basically a plan to go throughout the city. We need money. We need help. Most of us are all working Americans as normal. We don't have much money on the side. Anything helps. A dollar helps. You know, we also hand out 800 DVDs a week, up to that much. So one of the most powerful things we can do is start educating. I handed out DVDs yesterday to security guards and people who were running the drills over at the old Children's Hospital.
Children's Hospital. What DVDs do you hand out?
I always hand out, we have our own multi-DVDs, but we hand out anything from Terror Storm to Loose Change, America Freedom to Fascism, Endgame, Washington, You're Fired, American Drug War. Those are the DVDs we're handing out in mass. We also have compilation DVDs that basically have all those on there.
Mm-hmm.
So we're trying to hand out information right to the hands of these people. We were talking to a security guard who was at the fence at this abandoned hospital, and I handed him DVDs, and he seemed really interested. And that was the great thing. I can't tell you how many people we woke up that were running up to these helicopters to see what they were doing. They had no idea what they were there. And we even asked people, Jason, you're going to love this. We asked people, you know, what do you think about it? And some people were so brainwashed that they were saying things like, oh, it's fine, it's great. Yeah, they have all the rights. They can do whatever they want. I love it.
They have no idea about the Constitution and Bill of Rights. And you can check these videos out over at loosechange911.com. Jonathan, thank you so much. It's the Alex Jones Show. We'll be back after this with Barbara Lowe Fisher of the National Vaccine Information Center.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Our beloved